Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, today I'm so blessed you've joined me. I believe God has a special word of encouragement for you today. It may be one of the verses that I will be reading from Psalms, or maybe something I say, or maybe one of the songs will be just what you need to hear. So listen up. God wants to speak to you today. You know, recently I was reading in Psalm 6, and it reminded me of how often I need to pray like David. You know, sometimes I don't want to tell God how I really feel. But when I think that, I have to laugh. God already knows how I feel, so I may as well tell him. Yes, when we get angry at God or frustrated, the best thing we can do is go to him like David did in Psalm 6 when he prayed, "Oh Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak." Oh, sometimes we all need God's mercy, don't we? And you know, one day I was wondering how else David began his prayers, and I found that he was simply honest in how he was feeling at that time. Let me read some more of the beginning of his prayers, and hopefully it will help you know how you can talk to God also. In Psalm 10, verse 1, he prayed, "Why do you stand afar off, O Lord?" Have you felt like that sometimes? Well, you're in good company with King David. And in Psalm 54, 2, David prayed, "Hear my prayer, O God, listen to me." And then in Psalm 55, 1 and 2, he again prayed, "Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my cry for help. Please listen and answer me, for I am overwhelmed by my troubles." Oh, yes, like you, I'm often like David. I pray, "God, help me. Listen to me. Don't be mad at me. God, where are you? Don't ignore me." Oh, yes, like David, we can go to God and be honest and even bold in our prayers, telling God what's on our mind. And yes, we need to approach him with reverence because he is God. But we don't have to be afraid to tell God what we're feeling and that we need his help. Well, in this next segment, I'm going to tell you how David ended his prayer in Psalm 55. It's something you'll want to hear. And you know, when we don't know where to turn, there's a wonderful song that answers my prayer. It's a song based on scripture, and it says, "The battle belongs to the Lord." And so, now here is the group, Praise and Worship, singing it for you now. what security we can have when we remember the battle does belong to the Lord. He will fight for us. Well, on this program, I'm sharing some of the Psalms of David and how he often asked for mercy and help from the Lord. Although sometimes we're not told all of the events in David's life that prompted him to ask God for help, to cry for mercy, and sometimes, like in Psalm 55, he just says he has lots of enemies. But then he says, like I have sometimes, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, that I could fly away and rest." Oh, you probably felt like that too, as I have. Let me out of here. Nothing I say or do seems to make it right. I just want to fly away. Well, thankfully, that's not where David ends writing this psalm. Yes, he says things are falling apart around him, and he wants to get out of there, and he's lost his friends. But then he writes in verse 16, "But I will call upon the Lord, and he will rescue me." Yes, like David, even when things are going wrong, we can call upon the Lord. In spite of his circumstances, David found that he could trust the Lord. Truly, God is a God whose faithfulness bridges all of life's hard seasons, no matter what we're going through. And near the end of chapter 55, David even encourages us, these thousands of years later, when he writes, "Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall, because he cares for you." You know, there's an incredible song that expresses how much God loves and cares for you. It's called "Because of the Blood," and it talks about what Christ did for us on the cross when he shed his blood so we might be set free. Here are a few of the lyrics. "Because of the blood, I found peace in my storm. His love has touched my heart like no one else can. My soul has been set free by the blood of the Lamb." And now here is Carol Roberson singing for you, "Because of the Blood."
Because of the blood, I found peace in the storm. When I see the cross, I find strength when I'm worn. His love has touched my heart like no one else can. My soul has been set free by the blood of the Lamb. These eyes that once were blind, they now can see. The chains have been broken, I've been set free. And it's because Jesus died and his blood has been applied. I can live my life and never be afraid. Because of the blood, I found peace in the storm. When I see the cross, I find strength when I'm worn. His love has touched my heart like no one else can. My soul has been set free by by the blood of the Lamb. Because of the blood, I found peace in the storm. When I see the cross, I find strength when I'm worn. His love has touched my heart like no one else can. My soul has been set free by the blood of the Lamb. My soul has been set free by the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, yes, because of the blood Jesus shed on the cross, we have been set free. If we have Jesus in our heart, that is. I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And today I'm looking at some of the Psalms that King David wrote, which still, these thousands of years later, reminds us of the love that God has for us. You know, recently we went to Washington, D.C. to attend a Christian conference. Our hotel was right in the center of the city near the convention center where our meetings were going to be held. That night, after a long day of flying, we were preparing for bed and we could hear the fire engine sirens, taxis honking, the sound of cars screeching to a halt at the light outside our hotel. All of it to the constant hum of hundreds of car motors. Well, having lived in cities, I remembered that often it seemed there was just too much noise and too many people around me. In the midst of my pressure-filled days, I sometimes craved peace and quiet. And Randy and I talked about the difference between living in a big city and that noise level versus where we live in Utah. Our city's rather small, and we live in an outlying district where only an occasional car breaks the silence of the night. More likely, it's the sound of the frogs on the creek across the road, or sometimes the howl of a coyote that breaks the stillness of the night. Well, from the Bible, we know that thousands of years ago, David lived when he was younger, out among the sheep in the silent hills of Israel. Yet he also lived in the palace in Jerusalem. And whether he was in the solitude of the hills or the city of Jerusalem with all its noise, in Psalm 4:8 he wrote, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe." Yes, no matter where we live, we can trust God's mercy and protection, and we can lie down in peace when we ask God to watch over us. Vern Jackson sings a song about the wonderful peace that we can have because of the Lord in our lives. Here he is singing for you. There will be peace in the valley.
Comes to call me, call me away. Oh, 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 yeah. Well, the morning's so bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as black, black as the sea. Oh, yeah. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow.
will be gentle, and the wolf, he will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yeah. Well, the beast from the wild shall be led by a child. Then I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh, yeah. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me.
Oh, what a wonderful promise. We can have peace, God's peace in our valleys. Well, on this program, I'm sharing a few verses from the many psalms that King David wrote thousands of years ago. I had to chuckle when I read in Psalm 4, verse 6, "Who will show us any good?" Well, these words from David seem to describe our world today. Most of the time, only crime, accidents, negative political stories, and famous people behaving badly makes our TV news. If we're not careful, our thoughts and conversation will begin to reflect the negativity of the news, and we will sound like David, who will show us any good? Yet, in the middle of his problems, when he was running and hiding in caves from his enemies, David prayed, "Let your face shine on us, Lord. You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain or new wine." David wasn't saying, "I'll have joy when God defeats my enemies, when everything is going my way, when I'm healthy or when I'm wealthy." No, he simply says, "You have given me greater joy than those with abundant harvests and new wine." Or, as we might say today, when all our bills are paid, when everything's going right in our world, then we'll have joy. No. David says God's joy is better than that, and we can have it now in spite of our circumstances. Well, you know, there's a wonderful song that tells us how to live even though our circumstances may be difficult. Some of the words are, "Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee." Yes, that man is Jesus, isn't it? And now here is Vern Jackson singing, "Put your hand in the man from Galilee."
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. My mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. When I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm the closest to heaven. Daddy lived his life with 10 kids and a wife. Well, you do what you gotta do. But he taught me enough about it, what it takes to get me through. Put your by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into that holy book, I wanna tremble. When I read about the part where the carpenter cleared the temple, both the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what I profess to be. And it causes me pain to know I'm not the man that I should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
What an assurance we have. Truly, we can put our hand in the hand of Jesus to help us. He will be our helper. He will be our shield. I remember being in a museum in Europe some time ago, and we saw shields of all kinds, even shields from the Middle Ages made of wood. But the one intrigued me the most was a shield that was made with round edges, almost like a half circle. The guide explained that it was designed to protect the head of the soldier from spears that might come from the side by wrapping partway around the head. That way it gave more protection. Well, I think the shield of the Lord can be likened to the Bible. It will protect our mind from being negative and angry if we daily read the Bible. You don't know where to start? Well, a good place is always the Psalms, and you will find that King David had many of the same problems you do, but he always turned to the Lord for help and said, "Yes, God is the lifter of my head. He's the one who keeps me trusting and depending on his promises." Oh, yes, the Psalms will encourage you and remind you that God is worthy of your trust. Well, our time together is over, and I hope you will email or write today. The announcer will give you the information at the end, and I would also love it if you'd go to my ministry page on Facebook. It is facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's spelled L-A-N-D-Y. I hope you'll like my page and share it with your friends. The announcer will repeat it. And if this program's been a blessing to you, I hope you'll send along a gift so we can keep sending out the message of God's love to you and your friends around the world. And remember, no matter where you live, what you've been through, or even what you've done, God loves you. And it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, samanthalandy.com. That's SamanthaLandy.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.